PFF grades. You and I both like Pro Football Focus, very analytical. They don't know the difference between Bijan Robinson and Deshaun Jameson.
They're trolling
but
us.
But they've been trolling us for about, as Rod pointed this out, he was all over it, probably like a month ago or maybe 2 months ago.
Because
they did it once, they got a bunch of feedback, and they're like, oh, we're going to have fun with this.
They've done it at least four times now. Come on.
Since.
That's crazy.
It's created some funny memes, whatever the hell they're called,
yeah,
or just Twitter reactions with Texas fans.
I'm waiting on Bijan.
Where I've seen Chance Mock. I'm going to tell my kids this is Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, I'm waiting on Bijan to respond to it, though. He hasn't responded. He's too humble, though. He's just too nice of a young man.
And hopefully he's focused on other stuff.
That is also true. Good point.
Now, Bijan's PFF grade would be tough, but I can only imagine the offensive line and a majority of this team did not have a very good PFF grade against Arkansas.
So I'll give credit to Longhorns Wire because they're the ones who threw out the, at least gathered the information from the Pro Football Focus site. And they had some of the highest grades defensively, the highest grades offensively as well. According to Longhorns Wire and their information that they gathered from Pro Football Focus, B.J. Foster defensively had the highest Pro Football Focus grade for Texas in that game versus Arkansas with an 83 grade. Doesn't surprise us.
No.
Made the big interception, and he made a couple of plays. He almost got, remember that play in the end zone where he's outstretched and ends up getting his hands on that one too. That might have been a hell of a play, but I mean, he actually made a lot of plays in that game, and he came down and made a few hits early in the game too. So he got the highest score. Moro Ojomo, defensive tackle, which I'm surprised, got the second highest grade, 81. Anthony Cook, who you said actually had a good game when you rewatched it actually a second time.
Was that right?
79.8, so third best defensive grade for Anthony Cook. Josh Thompson at 77, fourth best defensive grade. And Ken Folk, Darian Dunn.
Shout out.
At 69.8. BK would be proud. Darian Dunn at 69 with the fifth-best defensive grade. Probably should round up, get a man 70.
Yeah.
So defensively, it's strange. Actually, a couple of those match up with the eye test, B.J. Foster and Anthony Cook. Josh Thompson, because they didn't test him, they went after Deshaun Jameson, which surprised me. Because if I am building a game plan, I'd go after Josh Thompson. The numbers tell you to go after Josh Thompson.
Yep.
But Arkansas decided, now we're going after Deshaun Jameson.
Good time to use that double move.
It was the perfect timing of that play call. Perfect time. It really was. Because the momentum was, it wasn't, Texas didn't capture it yet, but it was starting to swing. It was right, the B.J. Foster play had just happened, and then Texas had just scored. They went in to score, and they kicked it off, and that first down, they stumped them. Matter of fact, it was a second and 10, I believe, on the double move. Because Texas stopped them at the line of scrimmage, and they called Deshaun Jameson sleeping. He was just over there sleeping. I know he was.
I don't blame
staring
him
into the backfield.
For peeking into the backfield, considering.
Staring. Yeah, you can peek. Don't stare.
Yeah.
It's like cleavage.
That's Costanza.
Peek. Don't stare.
Right.
Don't.
Get a good look, Costanza.
Get a good look. And when you're, every man knows this.
Get a good look, Deshaun.
Every man knows this. When you're with your woman, you peek. You don't stare. Then you get caught.
Nice
stare.
Peek.
You can peek. Oh, yeah, you're single.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you can't. Now you peek, stare. Like, I saw it. Trust me, I saw it.
Right.
I don't have to look at it to see it. My peripheral vision is amazing. The peripheral vision is amazing. There you go. It does kind of match up, though, with some of the eye test that you saw. Offensively, top offensive grades, based on Pro Football Focus, Derek Kerstetter with an 81.8, says here, right tackle.
I saw him whiff on one or two in the rewatch, but of all the offensive linemen, he played the best.
Yeah, I have some numbers, and we'll...
Angelau wasn't awful.
We can go over later. I was actually doing another rewatch, but for a different reason, kind of see where Texas had some success on the offensive line, and we'll go over these later, but it's pretty... some of it's kind of damning in terms of where Texas has had its success on the offensive line. So we can get to some of those numbers later on. I don't want to bit bogged down. I want to give you kind of the entire article here. Kelvonte Dixon, it says the second best offensive score. Have him at a 78.3.
I want to see more of him.
You know what? That's fair. But considering what we've seen on the outside from the other wide receiver, and listen, Xavier Worthy, because he's a true freshman, I think he's ahead of schedule. He's fine. So I'm not, that's not, really it's about Joshua Moore here more than anything. And the truth is, it may not all be about him because he was missed a few times by Hudson Card, deep ball, Xavier Worthy too. So, I think we got to be a little bit patient, but I'm with you. I think he still deserves more reps. I mean,
as long as
fair.
I mean, obviously the ankle's good to go. Some of that is me kind of going off Paul Wadlington, EGAT, shout out there, his information. And for the last year and a half, he's been telling me, yeah, I'm hearing good things about him. That's from the previous coaching staff.
Well,
so it's not
Sark,
like we're loaded there.
Sark brought him up unsolicited a couple of times in preseason, remember?
Yep,
in the offseason, he did. So he likes him because he's fast, right? That's the thing that Sark covers, his speed and his wide receivers, and he's a speedy guy. Getting back to offensive grades, third best, Casey Thompson, no surprise there. He had a 76.6 grade. Bijan Robinson, fourth best overall grade offensively, no surprise there, 73.5. I believe 52 of his 69 rushing yards were after contact. So he was just, I mean, he did it. He did all he could.
Yeah.
And he only had one target, too, which that's a little on Sark. The rushing yards, it's not completely on Sark. The offensive line was a bit of a, you know, it was a fuster cluck for the most part. Sark's got to schematically try to scheme around that. That is on him. But he's got to get more targets to Bijan. Bijan, one of your best route runners.
Yeah. I was shocked that they didn't split him out. And for the notion of the offensive, that Bijan will just make the offensive line look good. That's
I thought that would be the case. I thought he was so good that a bad offensive line wouldn't deter him from being productive. And I still think he can, but not up against
not against,
you know what I mean, not elite, but
against
formidable.
Rice, he should be able to do that.
Exactly. But if we can say formidable defensive front, he's not gonna be able to do that.
Fair.
He's not gonna be able to do that. So I was half right, half wrong about that. I still think he is an elite back, hey, but he's still gotta get a little bit of help. Junior Ungalau, fifth best offensive grade. So they got two offensive linemen here. And you said you thought Ungalau had a decent game. You didn't think that he was one of the liabilities on the offensive line.
No, it was more Jake Majors and moving left.
It was Jake, yeah, pretty much. It's the center to the left is where the weakness of the offensive line is, and that's like half the O-lines. It's like that's the weakness of the O-line.
It's three-fifths.
It's three-fifths of the O-line.
Right.
It's like, well, I don't know if that's a weakness. That's the O-line.
And we're not loaded on the right side.
Exactly. The bottom defensive grades, Pro Football Focus says, DeMarvion Overshown.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is disappointing.
I'm actually surprised he's the worst.
I am, but a lot of it is, remember, when your defensive line is getting pushed back, 97 of the 333 yards rushing for Arkansas before first contact. So when their D tackles are getting pushed back, it's obstructing his view, number one, so he can't see to diagnose the play. And then number two,
big asses in his way.
Not only I got to get around the block of the guy getting to the second level, I got to get through the traffic of my offensive lineman getting pushed back. It makes life really tough on a linebacker when his defensive line is getting pushed back. Now, if they're not penetrating, that's fine. But getting pushed back is a different thing altogether. They were getting pushed back. They were allowing the line of scrimmage to be reset, if you will. So DeMarvion Overshown, worst offensive defensive grade. I'm a little surprised it's the worst, but I'm not surprised. Alfred Collins is the second worst, 38.5. Overshown was 33.6. Deshaun Jameson, third worst. No surprise there. That matches up with the eye test, 39.8 grade. David Benda, fourth worst defensive grade with a 41.3. And then they got Brendan Schooler at the fifth worst defensive grade of 43.6. Our safety play, other than B.J. Foster, because B.J. Foster was, he was at his best in that game. Schooler, he missed two tackles in the game that I could remember charting.
Yeah, he didn't look great.
That's probably what it was.
He didn't look great. Tackles. The secondary really wasn't tested via the air, so maybe why you've got three DBs that are on the top five list of how they graded out. But you get Jameson, you get two here, and Jameson and Schooler. And going back and looking at it, and I thought I saw this live, Jaron Thompson actually got the start. He was out there for the first play.
Instead.
So I don't
know.
Instead
of Schooler. So it was BJ
Foster.
It Foster and Thompson?
It was Foster and Thompson.
Interesting. Yeah. And Cook at the nickel. But there was a lot of rotations. There were a lot of guys that played. Defensively, they're playing a lot of guys.
Yeah, they are. They played 30 plus against Louisiana.
I don't know if they're troubleshooting, finding solutions, or just trying to make sure that guys have depth so later on in the season, or maybe it's early on and guys don't have the conditioning. I have no idea. They're playing a ton of guys.
They are.
Like even a corner.
Yeah.
Ken Folk playing. They're playing four corners.
Right.
Deshaun James and Josh Thompson, Dunn, and they play Keaton Crawford too. Man. Okay.
We saw Byron Murphy and Collins and a couple of those guys in there.
They're playing a lot. They played five interior D linemen. I want to say they played total nine D linemen. 8 or 9 D linemen in that game in terms of the outside, the DNs, outside linebackers, and the interior D linemen.
And none of them played well. I'm not trying to pick on you, honest here.
But you're right about that. I totally agree. Offensively, real quick, to wrap up this article, the Pro Football Focus grades for Texas versus Arkansas. Hudson Card had the bottom offensive grades. Hudson Card, the worst offensive grade, 42.8. Then Jake Majors, the center, 43.9. Then Jordan Whittington, who had two drops, 49.8. Then Joshua Moore, who just can't seem to really get open, 51.8. And then Marcus Washington.
I don't even think I saw Marcus Washington.
Got to go back and watch the game at 53.4.
Got like two plays, and he was okay on one, and so you miss the other, and you're at 50?
Man, Pro Football Focus just don't like you, Marcus Washington.
I guess not.
pass blocking grades, they have Junior Angalau with the best pass blocking grade.
That's
on
good
here.
To hear.
Yeah, 81.8, then Keelan Robinson, then Bijan Robinson, 74.5 and 71.5.
So
then,
backs are 2 and 3 in pass pro.
Yeah, then Kerstetter, 70.9 at 4, then Cade Brewer, 69.1 at 5, then Okafor, 60.5, then 7, Christian Jones, 51.4, 8 is Gunnar Helm, the tight end, 22.3, and then 9 is Jake Majors, 11.9. That is his Pro Football Focus pass blocking grade. That can't be good. 11.9. You can't even legally date his pass blocking grade.
Depends on what country or state or even state. So we even said it. We said it on post game. You and I said it on Monday that Jake Majors may have been the worst of all of them. It's easier to look at Jones and Okafor because they were really bad. And we know with the center position, I don't think there's anywhere they can go. You're not going to move Kerstetter there. We've already seen that. Please don't do that.
No,
You're going to go with Tope Amade?
They experimented with, I think, Angalau there at one point. They experimented with some guys there, but
You're kind of stuck with that.
You are. Yeah, you got to work around that. He's your guy. You got to find solutions to that. I think other places, I heard Casey stuttered on with Bucky this, I'm sorry, B&E this morning, but it was just E because Bucky had some family business to attend to. And he said, he talked about experimenting with, man, if Kerstetter is the guy that can play anywhere, move him inside to guard on the left side to try to help yourself out on the left side and see if Carrick can, maybe he can go play right tackle for you.
Yeah.
Which he's a tackle. And see if, you can move Angalau to the left side to try to shore up the left side for you a little bit. He said, you got to find a solution, though, on the left. And I totally agree with him. I think, and it may be a personnel issue more so than a scheme issue, but I think the solution is going to be a little bit of both.
It will be.
Yeah.
But it's a personnel issue.
It's a personnel issue.